Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Ball State versus the Tennessee Vols in our college football game preview, right?
Yep, game preview.
Sorry, I can't remember if it was a preview or a recap for this one. We're actually getting into football finally.
Yeah, I know.
With our preview for Ball State versus the Tennessee Vols is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Doing good, man. Hey, this could be a good matchup. Week one, college football, Ball State Cardinals going all the way to a little town in Tennessee. Neyland, Knoxville, wherever you want to call it, going to Tennessee, and it's going to be a fun time. On September the 1st, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard, be sure to check it out. It's going to be a great game.
Absolutely. And for anyone who's never been to Neyland Stadium before, I encourage you to definitely check out a home game with the Vols. It's over 100,000 people in the stadium, sea of orange. It's a lot of fun. Whether or not the Vols are back on top or not, it's just a great stadium experience. It's a great tailgating experience. Downtown Knoxville is looking really beautiful these days, and there's a lot of cool places and things to do, lots of great food. So Ball State, have fun when you're in town. Enjoy the crowds. Enjoy the magic of, you know, the Pride of the Southland marching band. And just, yeah, have fun coming down from Muncie, Indiana. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, what do we have to actually look forward to in this amazing kickoff game for the Tennessee Vols?
Let's talk about this, man. Let's talk about the road visitors, right? Let's talk about Ball State first, what they can get rolling if they can get the major upset to kick off the 2022 season. Let's talk about their team here. Looking at the year that was in 2021, a decent season, nothing great, but a little bit can be improved on, of course. 6-7 overall last year in 2021. And like I said, last year they surprised people in recent seasons, getting to the MAC championship in 2020. And then, like I said, last year they did lose some pieces, which hurt their record, as we saw with that 6-7 record. But they are looking to get back in winning contention with quarterback John Paddock. He is going to be the guy under center. 5'11", 196. He's the senior. We all know he's got some good experience to him, so we think that he could have a good game. We'll see how he can do against the Tennessee defense, though. It will not be an easy task. The running backs are looking good as well, right? You're getting Carson Steeler and Will Jones, who are going to be guys who combined for over 1,000 yards last year and 9 touchdowns. A little bit, like I said, that has some good numbers on paper, but when you look at it, only about 3.8 yards per carry, not the greatest, but it can be improved on this upcoming year. We'll see how they can do. The O-line was all right in pass protection, right? They did keep some guys on the backfield, so there's something to look for there. They got good size, good experience, a lot of veterans returning, so it might be a little bit tougher for Tennessee to get in the backfield. And as for the defense for Ball State, it was all right last year, right? It had its good games, had its bad games. It allowed 243 yards per game for passing. So I expect Hendon Hooker to have a nice day for the Vols. And the pass rush was really what hurt them. And it is going to be a little bit better because Tavion Woodward is coming back, right? He's going to be looking good. Led the team last year, 5 sacks, 8.5 tackles for loss. And he is now the vet up there on the defensive line. Like I said, the only thing that concerns me about this Ball State team, right, and their defense specifically, is that they are a little bit undersized on the defensive line. There's a lot of guys who are, you know, 5'11". There's one who's about six something and some change. So they might be a little bit tougher against the big boys, the country strong offensive line of Tennessee. And the back end, the safeties, the corners, right? They might have lost some of their guys, right? Amichi Ozuruma, he is one of the seniors who was top 8 in tackles last year. He's coming back, but you get Malcolm Lee, who's a really good, who had a really good year with 50 tackles last year. So I think that for Ball State, they got to play a really good game. The offense has to get rolling. Specifically, the running game has to get something in motion, right? They got to get it going. And as for the defense, they just got to really kind of create some turnovers, create some havoc, get an interception or two, maybe get a few strip sacks, and if they want to build some momentum in this game against Tennessee. But speaking of the Volunteers, let's talk about them. Last year, 7-6 record, so somewhat, you know, pretty similar record to Ball State last year, just the numbers are flipped. And under, of course, Josh Heupel coming into his second season. I think that Tennessee, like I said, with Hendon Hooker, I think it's going to be a better year this year. He showed a lot of flash last year, a very welcome surprise. And it really was going well, right? They averaged 474 yards per game and close to 40 points on offense. That's what you love to see. The offense was not really the problem last year. It was the defense, and I'll get to that in a second. But they were really good, right? And they put up a lot of big numbers against a lot of pretty good teams. And against the tougher teams, it was a little rough. Whenever they scored 35 or more points, they won. They went 7-1. When they didn't, it went 0-5. So pretty simple. If you score a lot of points, you win a lot of ball games. Not too simple, not too complex to understand right there. And Hendon Hooker, like I mentioned, probably one of the more underappreciated guys, not just in the SEC, but just in college football in general. I mean, last year threw close to 3,000 yards, over 30 touchdowns, and he is looking good. I think that he is going to be fine. I think he's going to look really good. Cedric Tillman's coming back, right? He had 64 receptions last year, over 1,000 yards, and 12 touchdowns. But you have Brew McCoy coming over from USC with the Trojans to help out with that receiving core. Look pretty good. And you're getting tight ends Princeton Fant and Jacob Warren. There are some good targets there as well. So I don't think Hendon's going to have any problem throwing to any of those guys. And if he needs to scramble, needs to get away, he can do that so as well. The offensive line needs to get a little bit stronger this upcoming year. They were really good in the running game last year, but they allowed 44 sacks last season. That's about 3 per game, the most in the SEC. That's where they really got hurt last year, and that's why their record wasn't as impressive as a lot of people thought it would be. But you have Darnell Wright, who's a good pro prospect, right corner. Cooper Mays, really solid at center, good size. And you have Jeremiah Crawford, who, if he can improve, if he can get better at that left tackle position, I think the offensive line will improve this year. I don't think we'll see anywhere close to those 40-plus sacks they had last year. Teon Evans, the running back, he's left. He is no longer there. But like I said, Hooker was a dual threat last year, second on team last year in rushing yards. You have Jabari Small coming over, helping the team. 792 yards last year, 9 scores. And you also have Jalen Wright, who looked pretty solid as well. It was going to be the backup now with 409 yards last year and 2 scores. Or 4 scores, excuse me. And the defense, right? It was fun. It was stressful. It was exciting. A lot of adjectives you could use to describe how this defense was. But all in all, there was some rough spots. They allowed 500 yards a few times. They allowed a lot of receiving yards, a lot of rushing yards pretty much. And it just was not the prettiest to watch at all times. But when it was looking good, it was looking really good. And they were getting into the backfield. They were getting interceptions. They were looking good. And they, like I said, they're 7th in the nation in terms of tackles per loss per game, which you'd love to see. And you got two of those guys, two of those studs coming back with Byron Young and Jeremy Banks, who both came up with about 11.5 tackles for loss. So they were looking really good there. You get Omari Thomas, 320 on the defensive line, looking good. Next to Latrell Bumpus, another vet, close to 300 pounds. They're going to be some big guys wreaking havoc, I think, on Ball State. And they are looking really good. As for the secondary, you got Trayvon Flowers. Right, he is a really good hitter, but you're gonna miss Theo Jackson. He is no longer there, but you do have Jalen McCullough, who led the team with 3 picks last year with 49 tackles. So I think that will help up for it as well. And as for the final preview for this game, for my final score, I think that Ball State, they're gonna have that plucky underdog mentality, and Tennessee, I just don't underestimate this team. because they are a solid team. They had a decent record last year. They have some good pieces. But overall, I think this would be an easy win for the Volunteers, a good win in week one. So I'm going to go with my final score, a high-scoring ball game. If you are a Vols fan, I have the Tennessee Volunteers with a score of 40 and the Ball State Cardinals with a score of 10. I just think Tennessee is the clear-cut favorite here. So if I was a betting man, I would go with Tennessee in this matchup, week one.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That's awesome. You know, I always want to hear the Vols win. You know, I spent a lot of time in Knoxville. I was there during Hot Like 98, you know, and it was hot. It was a great time. We'd love to see the Vols come back to ultra prominence, you know, and really compete on the highest level in the SEC. So there's only one way to do that. You got to win football games. So let's see this go really, really toe-to-toe for Ball State's sake so they can have a great game, have a great road game. But, yeah, let's see Tennessee rock it out and continue on and try to get back to that SEC dominance that we'd love to see them back in. Yeah, just because we want to see all SEC teams doing really well. Well, if you're watching our show live, then, you know, we want to know, hear from you. Put in the comments, what do you think about Ball State versus Tennessee in this matchup? And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us over there. We put out more podcasts than most programs, I would believe. We have podcasts coming out practically daily. We talk about history specials. We have game previews. We have team previews, interviews with other great sportscasters, and more. Anywhere that you listen to podcasts, whether it's on Amazon, over on Apple, over on Google, or anywhere that you love listening to your podcast, just look up 100 Yards of Football, and you'll see our 50-yard line football right there on the image, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Well, thank you so much, Logan Landers, for that NCAA Week 1 preview of the Ball State Cardinals versus the Tennessee Volunteers. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.